Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, 3rd Chapter, Bhumi Gita, verses 27 to 52. Verse 27. Prabhavanti yada sattve mano buddhindiyani cha tada krita yugam vidyaj gyane tapasya vichi. When the mind, intelligence, and senses are solidly fixed in the mode of goodness, that time should be understood as Satyayuga, the age of truth. People then take pleasure in knowledge and austerity. Mukamma karoti vachalam panilang haite gim yakantamham bande shi guru intinitaram. Om jnana tirandasya yaranjana shalakaya chakshumiritam yena dasmai shi gurave namaha. Do you want to remember from the last class? Yes. Satyuga people are mostly Brahmanas.
In Dwapara Yuga, they are mostly Brahmins and Kshatriyas.
Dwapara Yuga or Shaita Yuga? Dwapara Yuga, Kshatriyas and...
Oh, that's in Treta Yuga,
no?
Mostly are Brahmins. Before that, they were Kamsas. Yes.
Yeah.
So mostly
are Brahmanas. No, wait, I think... Okay, well, so Dwapara Yuga is Brahmins and Kshatriyas. Yeah.
Kali Yuga, Shudras and Barbarians.
Shudras and barbarians in Kali Yuga. That's us. Okay, so, yes.
Actually, in each yuga, the other yugas also sometimes like.
Yeah, there's overlap. There's antardasha, a sub period of the other yugas within the main yuga. Okay. Anything else, Lelishuk?
Two new questions were asked by.
Maharaj Pariksit asked two new questions.
Yeah. The first was about characteristics of the yuga.
Characteristics of yuga.
He was also asking, how can we get rid of the contamination of Kali Yuga?
How can we get rid of contamination of Kali Yuga? Okay. What else do you remember from the last class of Anamali?
Bhaktivinoda Maharaj is so compassionate.
He's very compassionate, Pariksit.
He also asked the question in the 6th canto.
Yeah. Right. So, when he hears about all these things, then his first thought is for the suffering of the people. When the Vaishnava hears about, like, so we were hearing about all the catastrophes that are supposed to come next year. The first question is how to alleviate the suffering of the people.
No, so he didn't think about, I am going to go, whatever happened.
Yeah, right. He didn't say, okay, to hell with them, I'm just going. For me, it's no problem. I'll just do my Hare Krishna and the rest can just, suffer. Yeah.
It's time memorial, time conquered at us.
Yes. Yes. From time immemorial, the kings are trying to conquer the earth, killing each other, but the earth only simply laughs. Hari Purush?
Austerity is diminished by dissatisfaction.
Austerity is diminished by dissatisfaction. Okay, very good. Yes? We are in the antardasha of Lord Chaitanya.
Sabdosha, in every yuga, yeah. Sabdosha.
So we got Lord Chaitanya's dasha, which is very fortunate. For us. So don't waste it. Don't blow it. Yes, you remember something? Real charity is to give spiritual knowledge. Okay? Yes. So you can advance from a mode of goodness. Purport. The word krita means performed or executed. Thus, in the age of truth, all religious duties are duly performed and people take great pleasure in spiritual knowledge and austerity. Even in the Kali Yuga, those who are situated in the mode of goodness take pleasure in the cultivation of spiritual knowledge and the regulated performance of austerity. This sublime state of existence is possible for one who has conquered sex desire. So even now, we can have the the qualities of the people in the other yugas. If we engage in devotional service, we can be like the people of Satya Yuga or Treta Yuga or Dwapara Yuga. Yes. Yeah, they take pleasure in sinful activities. This is Kali. 28. O most intelligent one, when the conditioned souls are devoted to their duties but have ulterior motives and seek personal prestige, you should understand such a situation to be the age of Treta, in which the functions of passion are prominent. So Vishnu comments, the people of Treta Yuga have inclination for dharma with material desires. So it's mixed. Ulterior motives come into play in the age of Treta. So we see that people who are, even now in Kali Yuga, who are very devoted to their duties, but they have ulterior motives and they want prestige, then you should know that they are manifesting qualities similar to those in the age of Treta Yuga. And those who are in the mode of goodness have all these good qualities, are manifesting qualities like those in Satya Yuga. 29. When greed, dissatisfaction, false pride, hypocrisy, and envy become prominent, along with the attraction for selfish activities, such a time is the age of Dwarapa, dominated by the mixed modes of passion and ignorance. It sounds like Kali, but it's Dwarapa. So all these things are happening in Dwarapa Yuga. We see that Duryodhan was there, and there was a lot of problems. The greed, along with attraction for selfish activities, mixed passion and ignorance. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, karmanam kamyanam means dharma with material motives. So that must have been the verse before. This is 29. Yes, we're in 29. The word cha indicates they also have fondness for adharma. So the desire to perform sinful activities was already there in Dwapara Yuga. When there is fondness for dharma with material motives and also for adharma, then know that to be Dwapara Yuga with a prominence of rajas and tamas. In that age, greed and other qualities appear. So they already started in Dwapara Yuga. And we see out there's so many, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, so many demoniac kings were there, Kamsa and this other one, Jarasandha. So we can see the qualities were there, even though Krishna was present. Verse 30, when there is a predominance of cheating, lying, sloth, sleepiness, violence, depression, lamentation, bewilderment, fear, and poverty, that age is Kali, the age of the mode of ignorance. Sound familiar? This is our wonderful age, and that's why so many people have to go to the psychiatrist in this age. Because depression, they don't know what to do about depression. There's so much violence. When Prabhupada was here, the chief, there was an article, Crime, Why and What to Do about it. Lamentation, bewilderment, fear. And fear is being, you know, now it's being... they want to keep the people in fear. It was this, before, a few years ago, it was that disease that was going around. I forgot the name of it. AIDS. Not AIDS. Huh? Mad cow. No, there was with the people. It goes to people too. That's sure. No, the one that they search in the airport.
The plague. Oh, yeah, the pig's flu.
The pig, yeah. Swine fever.
SARS.
Yeah. Yeah, so they were, you know, I remember at the airport, you have to fill out a questionnaire. Have you been in a farm community in the last 10 days? Have you, I don't know if it's still there. But they had doctors right at the arrival, you know. They had doctors with their masks. Everyone had masks on.
Thermal scanner in Delhi.
Yeah, thermal.
The German who has fever in the crowd.
Really? Fever.
Yeah, they could see who has higher temperature in the crowd.
Wow. Yeah, but what if it's your just normal fever, you know? Yes, but many more people die from other things. Yeah, when I was in Canada, which is one of the countries where this swine flu was, then the people in Canada, the devotees were telling me, you know, thousands of people are dying from other flus in Canada, but two people died of swine flu, and it becomes in the paper. So it's, you know, there's a, you know, people, they want the people to be afraid. I had to sell the stock of medicine. Oh, that's why. They had to sell the stock of medicine that they made for it.
It was expiring.
It was expiring, so. There you go. So we've got the computer people who are behind the one thing, and now we've got the doctors, and now the scientists are behind the...
pharmaceutical.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical, yeah. I know. It's like very... Yes. It's really interesting. If you go, you know, if you're very sick and you go to the doctor and they say, oh, if you hadn't come, then you would have certainly died. You know, they tell everybody that. If you hadn't come 2 days before, then you would certainly have died. And my daughter-in-law, she got pregnant, and because she didn't come to the doctor before 4 months, she's a high risk candidate, you know, because we didn't see you, so now you're high risk. It's like, come on, everybody's. It's just like, that's the mentality, you know. They want to scare you, and they were scared, you know, trying to get them to do so many things, to make sure your baby is healthy, because now it's high risk, you know. Yeah.
Actually, doctors, they are giving training for how to Medicare.
Yeah. Yeah.
The doctor, of course, also they give some special training.
Yeah, how to make them afraid. If you don't do this, then you will surely, this will happen to you. This is the point. That's how they make you do everything. If you don't, yeah?
I had a friend who was a doctor in Florida, a devotee.
Yeah.
And he stopped drinking milk because, you know, they say it's too dangerous for cholesterol.
Yeah.
So I said, Sanatan, do you have high cholesterol? He said, no. Then why aren't you drinking milk? So he started drinking. His mother was very grateful after that. He started drinking milk. Because they got...
They brainwashed.
Brainwashed.
Yeah.
He was a doctor, and
he
didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Many of the doctors and psychiatrists have very bad psychiatric problems.
Yes. Well, we can understand. We can understand why. We can understand. Verse 31. Because of the bad qualities of the age of Kali, human beings will become short-sighted, unfortunate, gluttonous, lustful, and poverty-stricken. The women becoming unchaste will freely wander from one man to the next. Unfortunate. Short-sighted. Does that mean... narrow vision. It means, yeah, okay, narrow vision.
Short-term vision.
Yeah, short-term, yes. Purport. In the age of Kali, certain pseudo-intellectuals seeking individual freedom support sexual promiscuity. In fact, identification of the self with the body and pursuit of individual freedom in the body rather than in the soul are signs of the most dismal ignorance and slavery to lust. When women are unchaste, many children are born out of wedlock as products of lust. These children grow up in psychologically unfavorable circumstances, and an erotic, ignorant society arises. Symptoms of this are already manifest throughout the world. I think that in a future purport, he'll talk a little bit more about that. It's when the contraceptive fails, that's when they have children. When something didn't work, we got a child. And then it's not wanted. 32, cities will be dominated by thieves. The Vedas will be contaminated by speculative interpretations of atheists. Political leaders will virtually consume the citizens, and the so-called priests and intellectuals will be devotees of their bellies and genitals. Purport. Many large cities are unsafe at night. For example, it is understood no sane person will walk in New York Central Park at night because he knows he will almost certainly be mugged. So that's the West. Western cities, none of them are safe.
He was writing this in the 80s.
He's writing this in the 80s. Yeah. Now it's worse, right? Apart from ordinary thieves who abound in this age, large cities are filled with cutthroat businessmen who enthusiastically convince people to purchase and consume useless or even harmful products.
It has been well documented that beef, tobacco, liquor, and many other modern products destroy one's physical health, what to speak of mental health. Yet modern capitalists do not hesitate to use every psychological trick in the book to convince people to consume these things. Modern cities are full of mental and atmospheric pollution, and even ordinary citizens are finding them unbearable. This verse also points out the teachings of the Vedic scripture will be distorted in this age. Great universities teach courses on Hinduism, in which Indian religion, despite limitless evidence to the contrary, is described as polytheistic and leading to an impersonal salvation. So then he goes on to prove that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this last paragraph, Shukadev astutely observes that political leaders will virtually consume these citizens, and the so-called priests and intellectuals will be devotees of their bellies and genitals. How sadly true this statement is. And we already discussed about how the governments are cheating people of their money. And there was another one, I read a memory of Prabhupada, where one devotee, they were in Tanzania, Africa, and overnight the government declared that all property belongs to the government and nobody owns anything. And when they woke up in the morning, they found out they had to pay rent to the government for the house they had. They were living in. Oh, Tanzania. Tanzania. And Prabhupada said, and he went on the TV or radio and said, they're thieves, they're rogues. He was really heavy. So, this is happening. They're consuming the citizens. They're consuming. Because how will they get money, you know? So that's how they get their money, by consuming the citizens. The priests and intellectuals, devotees, of bellies and generals. 33. So that's for the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas. Now we'll hear about the Brahmacharis. What will they be? And the Grihasthas, Vanaprasthas, and Sannyasis. So that was, okay. 33. The Brahmacharis will fail to execute their vows and become generally unclean. The householders will become beggars, the vanaprastas will live in the villages, and the sannyasis will become greedy for wealth. So these are the four legs of religion lost. As we know, the brahmacharis are supposed to uphold cleanliness, and the householders charity, the vanaprastas austerity, and sannyasis truthfulness. So here it is all lost in Kali Yuga. Purport. Verse 33. Brahmacharya's celibate student life is practically non-existent in the age of Kali. In America, many boys' schools have become co-educational because young men frankly refuse to live without the constant companionship of lusty young girls. Also, we have personally observed throughout the Western world that student residences are among the dirtiest places on earth, as predicted here by the word Ashokcha. Yes, he used to go on the traveling library party. Sridhananda Maharaj is writing this. He used to go traveling to all the different universities to put the books in the libraries. Concerning householder beggars, when devotees of the Lord go door to door distributing transcendental literature and requesting donations for propagation of God's glories, irritated householders commonly reply, "Someone should give me a donation." So this is true. If you've ever done book distribution or asked for a donation. Householders in Kali Yuga are not charitable. Instead, because of their miserly mentality, they become irritated when spiritual mendicants approach them. Then Vanaprast. In the Vedic culture at the age of 50, couples retire to sacred places for austere life and spiritual perfection. In countries like America, however, retirement cities have been constructed wherein elderly people can make fools of themselves by wasting the last years of their lives playing golf, ping pong, and shuffleboard, and by engaging in pathetic attempts at love affairs, even while their bodies are horribly rotting and their minds are growing senile. The shameless abuse of the venerable last years of life denotes a stubborn unwillingness to acknowledge the actual purpose of human life and is certainly an offense against God. So when I was traveling this time in the West, I saw there was a problem in these retirement communities. They have AIDS epidemics in these old age places. So it's really true. I mean, this was in the 80s. Now it's worse. Now it's become worse. He wrote this, as you said, he wrote this in the 80s. Now it's the 2010, 11.
And so this is the, this is what's happening. This is the news today of Kali Yuga. 34, women will become much smaller in size and they will eat too much, have more children than they can properly take care of, and lose all shyness. They will always speak harshly and will exhibit qualities of thievery, deceit, and unrestrained audacity. Okay. 35. Well, they're not having more children now because they're killing all their children, actually in the womb, abortion. Businessmen will engage in petty commerce and earn their money by cheating. Even when there is no emergency, people will consider any degraded occupation quite acceptable. Purport. Although other occupations are available, people do not hesitate to work in coal mines, slaughterhouses, steel mills, deserts, floating oil rigs, submarines, and other equally abominable situations. That was in the 80s. Now there are no occupations available. Not so much. As also mentioned here, businessmen will consider cheating and lying to be a perfectly respectable way to do business. These are all symptoms of the age of Kali. Prabhupada tells a story of a man who became an engineer. He went to university, he got his degree, and then he became an engineer, but then he became an engineer and he had to go down in the coal mines the whole day. So Prabhupada said, just see, he went to the university to get such an advanced degree, but he's in such a hellish condition that he has to go down in the coal mines. You know somebody like that? Yeah? You? Oh, here is the example, but he did the right thing. He left that horrible. Oh, so you were an engineer in the coal mine, Abba, huh? Oh, wow. And you lived to tell the story. But we have a good ending to your story because you gave up that and became devotee and now you're not in the dark anymore in the coal mines. Very good. Yes. Maybe you were that person. No, you weren't here when Prabhupada was here. maybe you were. Actually, you were here when Prabhupada was here. You were around.
No, I'm not here. I joined the movement in
84. 84, but you were alive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were alive. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Actually, I tell the story of Prabhupada about I used to live in Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
The steel industry and well, the coal mine.
Coal mine, yeah. Yeah. Oh, was he? Was there? Oh, was there in those coal mines?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know the story.
Yeah, I know the story about.
He
was trying to tell them that if you don't worship Christ, you'll go to hell.
Yeah.
They said, "What is hell like?" Well, it's cold. It's dark. They said, "Well, you know, what's the problem?" Because they were in hell. And then he said, "Well, there's no newspapers." Oh, okay, we'll worship Christ. Yes, we must. We must worship Christ. Yeah, right, no internet. Yeah, we have updated. Now, if there's no internet, if you don't worship Christ, you will get no internet. If you don't become a devotee. If you become a devotee, you'll get internet. Right. Yes, I saw that on a Christian billboard in America. The best wireless connection, prayer. The best wireless connection. Yeah, they have really good stuff. I mean, this was in Washington, I think, or it was in Florida. They have very brilliant things. There was even billboards in Florida where they're preaching against abortion. And they're bringing God in, saying God created, you should not destroy. You know, it's like, they're actually, yeah, there is some movement there about worshiping God. 36, servants will abandon a master who has lost his wealth, even if that master is a saintly person of exemplary character. Masters will abandon an incapacitated servant, even if that servant has been in the family for generations. So they used to take care of a servant who's in the family, and the servant would work even without money if the master lost his money. So this is the old days. Cows will be abandoned or killed when they stop giving milk. Anyway, now they don't even care if they give milk; they just kill them. In India, the cow is considered sacred not because Indian people are primitive worshippers of mythological totems, which is, this is how the Western people think. Oh, it's just some icon or symbol. That's why you worship the cow. But because Hindus intelligently understand that the cow is a mother. As children, nearly all of us were nourished with cow's milk, and therefore the cow is one of our mothers. Certainly one's mother is sacred, and therefore we should not kill the sacred cow. Of course, nowadays, buffalo is our mother. We don't get cows. Yeah. Yeah. In the West. In India, yeah. In India, some of the dogs are vegetarian. And they don't feed them non-veg, but they fend for themselves. If they want non-veg, they have to catch it themselves. And they do, yeah. Bird, squirrels. Yeah, I know. It begins in... That's true. That's true. I think also because it's so unsafe here, because there's no law and order. I mean, so much. I mean, to speak of in Vrindavan, so I guess some people think dogs will protect them. Yeah. Okay, 37. In Kali Yuga, men will be wretched and controlled by women. They will reject their fathers, brothers, other relatives and friends, and will instead associate with the sisters and brothers of their wives. Thus, their conception of friendship will be based exclusively on sexual ties. 38. Uncultured men will accept charity on behalf of the Lord and will earn their livelihood by making a show of austerity and wearing a mendicant's dress. Those who know nothing about religion will mount a high seat and presume to speak on religious principles. So, as I said, this in Kumbh Mela, one yogi beggar who had this matted locks and he was begging, you know, and he looked like a really big yogi. But then one time he bent over and his whole wig fell off. And then, so actually, yes, they're pretending. So many pretenders. I guess like the devotees used to wear wigs too, but that was different. Okay.
Well, that was a reverse.
Reverse, yeah. Yeah, reverse. Yeah. So verse 39-40. In the age of Kali, people's minds will always be agitated. They will become emaciated by famine and taxation, my dear king, and will always be disturbed by fear of drought. They will lack adequate clothing, food, and drink, will be unable to properly rest, have sex, or bathe themselves, and will have no ornaments to decorate their bodies. In fact, the people of Kali Yuga will gradually come to appear like ghostly haunted creatures. I think already we see some of these ghostly people in the West, especially. They look very ghostly, haunted creatures.
They wear black.
Oh, they wear black. In Paris. Black. Well, yes. Shanta. Yeah, and our Devamrita Swami, he went to visit America for the first time last year. And Bhakti, what's his name? Not Devamrita Swami. Bhakti Rasamrita. Yeah, yeah. Very cultured Indian. And he was giving a class and he made one comment. I noticed in America there is a shortage of clothes here. Clothes. Because, you know, they wear shorts all over. It was warm. Yeah, they don't wear, you know, even in the cities. It was summer, you know, and so everybody was like, just in very short shorts. Very short. Yeah, so it's like that. It's like that already.
In Malaysia, you see all the school girls with the uniforms smoking on the roof. It's a national problem. The girls are smoking more than the boys.
Wow. Well. Okay, let's hear more. Let's not hear more. Let's finish this chapter. In Kali Yuga, men will develop hatred for each other, even over a few coins. Giving up all friendly relations, they'll be ready to lose their own lives and kill even their own relatives. I mean, by the end of this chapter, we should be convinced to chant Hare Krishna. Men will no longer protect their elderly parents. Many children their children or their respectable wives. Thoroughly degraded, they will care only to satisfy their own bellies and genitals. And so we see a lot of single women in the age of Kali, just like Devahuti was a single woman, but her husband left to take sannyas and her son left for spiritual. But in our cases, the husbands leave to get married again or enjoy, and the children also the same, you know, but we're left like that. And so this is Kali Yuga, that people are not interested in their spiritual life. Prabhupada, in this age, many people are already sending their elderly parents away to lonely and often bizarre old age homes, although the elderly parents spent their entire lives serving their children. So that's, yes, as I said many times before, I visited my mother-in-law in the old age home, and they just keep all of them drugged so they don't give any trouble. They're completely drugged. And she was so high on some drug that she was trying to chase non-existent butterflies in the room, trying to catch them. And we showed her pictures of herself, you know, with us, and we asked her, which is your favorite picture? And she chose one when she just was at home, normal, like in normal, just at her home. She chose that, just to be at her home, to live there and die there, actually. My mother died in her home. Of course, that home's gone now. They repossessed it, but anyway, at least she didn't die in an old age home. They have their recreation time. They put them all in chairs and wheelchairs, all in wheelchairs in a circle, and they blow up balloons, and they have them hit balloons to each other. And they're all wearing diapers, too. So it's like really in next life you see what we're... It's very, very bad. They don't treat them nicely either. And so young children are also tormented in many ways. Suicide among children has increased dramatically in recent years because they are being born not to loving religious parents but to degraded, selfish men and women. Oh, here it is. In fact, children are often born because a birth control pill, prophylactic, or some other contraceptive device malfunction. Under such conditions, it is very difficult nowadays for parents to morally guide their children. Generally ignorant of spiritual science, parents cannot lead their children on the path of liberation, thus fail to fulfill their primary responsibility in family life. As predicted in this verse, adultery has become common, and people in general are extremely concerned with eating and sex, which they consider far more important than knowing the absolute truth. Mm-hmm. 43. O King, let's see. In the age of Kali, people's intelligence will be diverted by atheism, and they will almost never offer sacrifice to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme spiritual master of the universe. Although the great personalities who control the three worlds all bow down to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, the petty and miserable human beings of this age will not do so. Why don't they worship Krishna? What is their excuse? Okay, so we will go to the last two paragraphs of the purport. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other Vedic literatures teach the transcendental form and personality of the Absolute Truth are unlimited. Clearly, to be truly infinite, God must not be only quantitatively but also qualitatively infinite. Unfortunately, in our mechanistic industrial age, we tend to define infinity only in its quantitative sense, and thus we fail to notice an infinity of personal qualities is a necessary aspect of infinity. Yeah, they try to make it atoms and molecules and numbers, but they don't think about personality. Very impersonal understanding. In other words, God must have infinite beauty, infinite wealth, infinite intelligence, infinite humor, infinite kindness, infinite anger, and so on. Infinite is an absolute, and if anything we observe in this world is not contained somehow or other within our conception of the absolute, then that conception is of something limited and not of the absolute at all. Okay. So we'll go to verse 44. Terrified, about to die, a man collapses on his bed. Although his voice is faltering and he is hardly conscious of what he is saying, if he utters the holy name of the Supreme Lord, he can be freed from the reaction of his fruitive work and achieve the supreme destination. But still, people in the age of Kali will not worship the Supreme Lord. And our purport writer has put in a nice American saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. So there are some comments by Jiva Goswami on this verse. It is shown in Kali Yuga by chanting the holy names one attains great devotion. However, they who commit offenses to the holy name remain outside of the sphere of devotional service. This is described in these words. So in today's Bhagavatam class, Vyasika made that comment that chanting the holy name will save us, undoubtedly. But if we make offenses, then Krishna will come and escort us to the door. But we don't lose anything. Whatever we've done is not lost, but it's temporarily covered. So then also another comment by Jiva Goswami. In this way, kirtan is explained. To be included within kirtan are humble prayers and appeals to one's worshipable deity. The Srimad Bhagavatam's description of glorification of the Lord's holy names and other features are most substantial and significant than those found in other Puranas. In Kali Yuga, Bhagavatam is especially praised, and that was in verse 43, and now verse 44 is about the holy name. So some verses, I'll read a few verses from the Prema Vivarta and glorification of the holy name. Here's one from Vamana Purana. Tirthakoti sahasrani tirthakoti shatani cha tani sarvani vapnoti vishnor namani kirtanat. The spiritual result accrued from millions of holy pilgrimages to sacred places is easily and fully obtained simply by performing kirtan of the names of Sri Vishnu. And here's another verse. Admirable religious activities like giving 10 million cows in charity on the occasion of solar or lunar eclipse, living in holy places upon the banks of the Ganga or Prayag for as long as 4 yugas, conducting countless sacrifices, donating gold in quantities exceeding the weight of Mount Meru, are equivalent to a mere fraction of the result obtained by performing kirtan of the names of Govinda. Hari Bol. So you don't have to worry about all these other things. Just chant the holy name, and you will get so much benefit. Another one. It's the only means to conquer the 6 senses and stop the cycle of birth and death. It is the root of all spiritual knowledge, destroyer of the 6 enemies of the mind, lust, anger, greed, bewilderment, intoxication, and envy. The devas have the power to destroy sins and shower boons and benedictions. Pious activities like charity, penance, vows, pilgrimage, rajasuya, ashrameda, transcendental knowledge possess wonderful power. However, Supreme Lord Hari has collected together all these powers and infused them into his transcendental names. So whatever you think is good, it's all in the holy name. All the power, all the fortune. Okay. Verse 45. In the Kali Yuga, objects, places, and even individual personalities are all polluted. The Almighty Personality of Godhead, however, can remove all such contamination from the life of one who fixes the Lord within his mind. So now we're hearing some, after all this darkness, we're hearing some very positive verses. Glorifying the holy name and remembering the Lord. There is hope in this Kali Yuga. 46, if a person hears about, glorifies, meditates upon, worships, or assembly offers great respect to the Supreme Lord situated within the heart, the Lord will remove from his mind contamination accumulated during many thousands of lifetimes. Good. Just as fire applied to gold removes any discoloration caused by traces of other metals, the Vishnu within the heart purifies the minds of the yogis. So, Prabhupada, although one may practice the mystic yoga system, his actual spiritual advancement is due to the mercy of the Supreme Lord in the heart. It is not the result of his austerity and meditation. Okay, so chanting the holy name is so powerful. And we are so fortunate that we have the holy name, so we should always be chanting. 48. By one's engagement in the process of demigod worship, austerities, breath control, compassion, bathing holy places, strict vows, charity, and chanting of various mantras, one's mind cannot attain the same absolute purification as that achieved when the unlimited personality of Godhead appears within one's heart. So in the second verse of Bhagavatam, it is said, if you just simply submissively and attentively hear Bhagavatam, the Lord will be captured in your heart. That is so reminding us here at the end, beginning and end of Bhagavatam, we have to capture the Lord in your heart. And then how? By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. 49. Therefore, O King, endeavor with all your might to fix the Supreme Lord Keshava within your heart. Maintain this concentration upon the Lord. At the time of death, you will certainly attain the supreme destination. So in the purport, it explains he's always in the heart, and we should try to realize his presence there. So Pariksha Maharaj is about to give up his body and receiving final instructions from his spiritual master. So you should think of the Lord in your heart and give up your body. My dear King, the personality of Godhead is the ultimate controller. He is the supreme soul and supreme shelter of all beings. When meditated upon by those about to die, he reveals to them their own eternal spiritual identity. Haribol. We have something to look forward to. If we meditate on Krishna at the time of death, then he will reveal our eternal identity. Of course, we can also take it this in another way, that we're all about to die. We might think about to die means, okay, you know, when I'm on my deathbed. But actually, we can die today or tomorrow. So, therefore, if we meditate on Krishna, he will reveal our own eternal spiritual identity even now. Because who can say when, how long we have to live? So verse 51, very famous verse. Kale doshani he raja nasti ekamaha guna kitana krishnasya mukta sanga param vije. My dear King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. So the purport he says about how we, hearing all the miseries of Kali Yuga, now one brilliant aspect. Just as one powerful king can kill innumerable thieves, one brilliant spiritual quality can destroy all contamination of this age. It is impossible to overestimate the importance of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, especially in this fallen age. So we heard all these thieves, all these bad faults of Kali, but one good quality destroys all of them. So many bad qualities. We heard now 2-3 chapters of bad qualities. Only one verse will destroy all of them, and that was the question of Maharaj Pariksit. How can we counteract this contamination of the age of Kali? And that is simply by chanting the holy name. So we're in the right movement here. We are chanting. So Vishnu says, now it is said Kali is the best of all yugas in 2 verses. So this verse is also famous. And we all have one chance in this Kali Yuga. If we chant the holy name, then we have our chance. So Srila Prabhupada explained in one purport of 8.5.23 that when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he ushered in the movement, the Sankirtan movement. So for 10,000 years, this will continue, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport. 23. So Prabhupada said, after the battle of Kurukshetra, at which Gita was spoken, Kali Yuga continues for 432,000 years. In case you're wondering how to date it, it's from the battle of Kurukshetra, according to Prabhupada, more or less, of which only 5,000 years have passed. There's still a balance of 427,000 years. And of these, 10,000 years of the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago provide the opportunity for the fallen souls of Kali Yuga to take to Krishna conscious movement, chant Hare Krishna, be delivered from the clutches of material existence and return home back to Godhead. Then he makes an interesting comment. Chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is potent always, but it is especially potent in this age of Kali. So it's got special power in Kali Yuga. Although it's powerful always, but in this age it has more power. And then he was talking about the big scientists and philosophers,
all think they're these bodies. And he was talking with Thomas Huxley, who was proud of being an Englishman. So this is the material conception of life. Like an animal, dog or cat, Prabhupada says, if you think you are American or Indian and all that. So then he also says something to the leaders of our movement. If the inaugurators of this movement strictly follow the regulative principles and spread this movement for the benefit of all human society, they will certainly usher in a new way of life by reestablishing Sanatan Dharma. So what are the two things the leader should do? Follow regulative principles and
preach.
Yes. So that is your behavior and your prachar. Prachar and achar should both be there. Prabhupada said, if this prachar and achar are there, then we will change a whole society. Okay. Let's see what else Prabhupada says. Oh, yeah, he talks about you don't have to do severe penances for thousands of years. You need only learn how to love Krishna and be always engaged in his service, and can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. So there was one memory of Prabhupada, and he was preaching, he was giving a lecture in Chicago, and he was saying that Valmiki, he did 60,000 years austerity, but he says if you just go out on Sankirtan, book distribution, then it's much more than the 60,000 years of austerities of Valmiki. Just go and distribute books. He said, you're much more, you're in a higher level than the austerities of Valmiki. So then we will go to verse 52, which is also a famous verse. Krityayatayato Vishnu Chaitayam Yachato Makai Dapare Parichayayam Kalo Tadhari Kirtana. Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwapara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So then in the purport it explains that you cannot even properly do these other austerity, yoga, deity worship, and sacrifice in the age of Kali. So then, we'll just read the last quote by Jiva Goswami from Chaturmasya Mahatmya. Ata chaiva tamam loke tapa shihari kirtanam kalo yuge visheshena vishnu prityai samacharet. In this way, the most perfect penance to be executed in this world is the chanting of the name of Lord Shihari. Especially in the age of Kali, one can satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu by performing Sankirtan. Now, I have an interesting quote from 7:14:30. My dear King, when great sages and saintly persons saw mutually disrespectful dealings at the beginning of Treta Yuga, deity worship in the temple was introduced with all paraphernalia. So it started at the beginning of Treta Yuga. And Prabhupada talks about this. He said that in Satya Yuga, everybody is spiritually advanced, no envy between great personalities. But he said, because of material contamination with advance of the ages, disrespectful dealings appeared even among Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. So Treta Yuga was mostly Brahmanas, but it started to degrade when there was offenses between Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. So this one, that's the contamination of the ages. So formerly all activities were performed in connection with Vishnu, but after Satya Yuga there were symptoms of disrespectful dealings among Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, a Vaishnava is he who has helped others become Vaishnavas. Example is Narada Muni. When great saint, so he is to be worshipped. A Vaishnava who has converted others into Vaishnavas is to be worshipped. But because of material contamination, sometimes such an exalted Vaishnava is disrespected by other minor Vaishnavas. When great saintly persons saw this contamination, they introduced worship of the deity in the temple. So they had, that is for people who made offense, it is good if they can do deity worship and they will become purified. This began in Treta Yuga and was especially prominent in Dwapara Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, worship of the deity is being neglected. Therefore, chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is more powerful than deity worship. So Lord Chaitanya, he didn't establish temples, but he profusely introduced Sankirtan movement. So Prabhupada says, when there's a possibility to worship the deity, we establish such centers, but we give more stress to distribution of books. So that was one purport. 7:14:39. 7:14. I had 30. It's either 30 or 39 because I made a typing error. So I don't know which one. 14:30 or 39? 39. Okay, it's 39. Right. So let's see what else. Oh yeah, we heard in the fifth chapter of this 11th canto, those who are advanced, highly qualified, interested in the essence of life, know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. They worship the age of Kali because in this age one can advance in spiritual knowledge and attain life's goals simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mantra. So this age is worshipped by the people of the other ages. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga. They worship Kali Yuga and they also want to be born in Kali Yuga so they can very easily get perfection. And so Prabhupada talks about, you know, the previous ages, Valmiki for 60,000 years, but we have no guarantee we're going to live for 60 years or even 60 hours. So meditation is not possible. He said this meditation requires many, many thousands of years to perfect. And we do that simply by chanting. So in Treta Yuga, rituals in the Vedas, sacrifices, requires huge amounts of money. So people are too poor, they cannot do this now. Tons of ghee, gold, golden altars. Where are we going to get? Dwapara Yuga, that is deity worship, but now this is also impossible. So therefore simply chant the holy name. And Prabhupada also talks about, he was in the early days, 68 in Los Angeles, and he was talking about the deity worship in Jagannath Puri, 56 times a day offerings. And he was talking about that the temple, Venkanath? What is that? Venkateshwar. Balaji, where he gets so much money. He said $4,000, $5,000 a day they're getting Balaji. He said, so this is deity worship, he said. This is deity worship. We cannot do like Balaji. We cannot do like Balaji and we cannot have 56 offerings a day. We struggle to make our few offerings, 7 offerings a day. Okay, so let's see what else is left. That's the end of the chapter. Oh, okay. So are there any questions or comments on these verses? Yes.
This observation, there's no Kali Yuga in Vrindavan now.
Oh, good. There's no Kali Yuga in Vrindavan Dham, you have observed.
Really?
Parvati has not observed. This is a point of controversy. There is a covering. There is a slight covering of Vrindavan. A lot of cars, yeah.
Mayavadis making an active endeavor to bring Kali Yuga.
Mayavadis, okay.
Not knowing her name.
Oh, Mayavati. Okay, we don't want to mention any names here. Yeah, don't mention any names now. Okay, anybody else have something to say? Yeah, Jagadguru? 50? He asked, you mean 52? 51, you mean, 51. Yeah, he asked how to counteract the contamination of Kali Yuga. No, here. In this, in the first class. We in the beginning. Which verse is that? We had today's class, we had a verse where Maharaj Pariksit asked this question, how to come, because he was hearing all about Kali Yuga. 16, verse 16 of this chapter. He asked how to counteract the contamination of Kali Yuga. Adi Purush, you had something else?
It's very interesting that Satya Yuga is Satya Moon, so in whichever yuga one is, one can recreate satyuga for oneself.
Yes.
Satyuga.
Yeah. I thought that was a very interesting point I learned from this chapter. The point is that you can recreate the yugas even in this yuga. And I've seen some people who are really in Treta Yuga. They really like these sacrifices, and even they build like whole towns of Treta Yuga. Like, it's very interesting. Interesting. Well, yeah, you can. Yes, this is, and it comes in your mind. Yes. Means you the qualities, not that you create Satyuga, but you can get the qualities of the people of Satyuga, Treta Yuga, or Dvapara Yuga. By chanting Hare Krishna, not cult- the only way, it's the only way in this age. the way you cultivate qualities in this age is by chanting the holy name. Yeah, you had something, was that you, Adi Purush? You said something? Oh, that was what you said, okay, yeah.
It's the same comment, but
yes, Prabhupada said that. He said we can create Vaikuntha, not to speak of Satyuga. He said if we, just by chanting the holy name, we can create Vaikuntha here on this earth. We can create Vrindavan, we can create Vaikuntha. We can, this is the job of the devotees, to create Vaikuntha and to create Vrindavan everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, so that means they're advancing. They're advancing in good qualities. Any other comments or questions on these verses today? Yes? What is the impetus for cultivating Satyuga qualities? For ordinary person. Only by meeting a devotee of the Lord, I would say, they would be inspired to have the good qualities. By seeing how devotees are happy and there was Prabhupada, he would say, see, the devotees are so bright-faced. And so other people will be attracted by them. And then they will say, oh, we also want to.
But well, nevertheless, all people...
Not so bad.
Going to state, everybody is chanting back. In chants.
Very good.
Amazing. In Muslim country, in Khwarezm. I have a place to go
okay.
There. State is quite big. Many people there. But you know, the result was amazing, you know. And one of our devotees visited this place, and she came back and said, what happened? I went there to see my relatives, and I saw in the village, she went to the village, the old lady sitting next to her house, sitting and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra on beads. Not lucid beads, but some beads made of something.
Very good. Yes, Lila Shukha.
I just want to share something from my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
I was, my last job, I was already chanting and reading the Bhagavatam all the time. I was administrative head in an old home, folks home.
Oh, folks home, oh.
And there were about 200 residents.
Oh.
Mostly they were at a high age, like, the end of the 70, 80, 90 years old.
Mm.
And I've experienced people, the family were bringing their father or grandfather or whatever, or mother. And in the beginning, they visit during the next month.
Yeah.
And then next time you see them, when you make the final invoice, passed away. And they are just left alone.
Yeah, they are left alone.
It's also such a useless endeavor they make.
Yeah.
That once I was sitting at the reception, and I get a phone call from the nurse of the third floor, and they say, yes, Mr. in room number, he stopped breathing, please call the medical intervention team.
Mm.
So I'm calling the medical intervention team.
Hmm.
Between 5 and 10 minutes, two ambulance comes with full siren and a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Three doctors come out and two assistants with a lot of medical equipment on their back. They come in. I tell them it's that room, third floor. They go up. And then 20 minutes later, they come down. Like heroes, they have saved the person's life. He's breathing again. Then that same day, this person is going to the hospital. The next morning, I get a phone call from the hospital. He passed away. So it helped me to become a devotee. There were 200 residents.
Right.
And every week, two would die.
Two would die every week.
Every year, it's more than 100 who died.
Wow.
It was used to make the end invoice.
It's very pathetic. In the West, what happens to the old people? They don't. In India, it's not so bad, as far as I know. They do take care of their elderly here. Okay, so thank you for sharing that. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We'll see you tomorrow.